WIIC Radio.com. This is Amos Brenner alongside Micah Harmson, and we're getting ready to bring you week number 5 of high school football here from the complex in Sigourney, Iowa. Tonight, the Cobras play host to the Mid-Prairie Golden Hawks, who are ranked, I heard, 8th in Class 2A, coming off a big win, 27-0 over West Burlington Notre Dame. The Cobras, however, are also coming off a very, very big district win in over Pella Christian a week ago, up in Pella, 52-35, in a game that saw the Cobras take control in the second half. Thank goodness they were playing on all-weather turf. Mike, I know you were absent from last week's game, but it was a tale of two halves in that first half seemed to be more even between the two teams, but the second half the Cobras took over and took control, outscoring Pella Christian in the second half to come up with that 52-35 win. Awesome performance last week, Micah, by Peyton Crawford. Hope that we can see a similar performance tonight. Easier said than done.
Yeah, no doubt. Peyton had a big game last week, 357 yards and just 18 carries. Big game for that young man. You know, we've seen him do it time and time again. That being said, you know, last year up at Mid-Prairie, Peyton had another big game. I believe he rushed the ball 29 times for 160 yards. Just couldn't quite come out with the W last year. Fell behind early in that game, if I recollect, and didn't quite have enough gas in the tank there in the third and fourth quarter. So it'd be a big game. It was a great team win last week. You know, also getting in the action, Nate Sarah and Luke Griner. Luke Griner come up with two big interceptions there in the second half, kind of turned the tide. You know, hats off to that young man, also just a sophomore once again. So it's going to be a barn burner tonight. And, you know, anytime Mid-Prairie comes to town, it's going to be a rivalry game between two close towns. You know, there's two teams want it. You know, they're going to be fired up and ready to go.
They certainly will. You know, last year's game was, as you said, a fairly close one. You know, it was a 38-20 final score a year ago over there in Wellman, Iowa, at Mid-Prairie's complex, Micah. However, the first half was a pretty even ball game. I look for tonight's game to be very similar to last year's, but I'm hoping for a different outcome.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, a couple keys to the game, just, you know, briefly we talked about, watched a little tape last night, talked about a few things, winning the turnover battle, you know, something we did last week that we haven't done in a couple of losses we had this week. I know Mid-Prairie, they come into tonight with a very highly talented defense. I believe they're in the top five in the state for holding teams to, I believe, just 7 points a game. So something, we're going to play a little bit different style of football tonight. They like to run the football, so do we. It's going to be a three yards in a cloud of dust kind of game.
Absolutely. The players just take midfield for the coin toss. We'll let you know the outcome here as soon as it is completed. We want to recognize our sponsors for tonight's broadcast here on KIICRadio.com. Vision Ag of Kyoto, brought to you by the Kyoto Veterinary Clinic, Zoetis Corporation. Lyle Insurance Agency, Jerry and Rita Sheets of Kyoto. Taking Elevator, Woodato Incorporated, and Showstopper Equipment. Also brought to you by Brenneman Construction, Libertyville Savings Bank out of Kyoto, Town and Country Insurance of Sigourney, Keokuk County State Bank here in Sigourney, KB Auto Plus out of Oskaloosa, Gardner Collier Jewelry out of Oskaloosa, and of course, William Penn University located there in Oskaloosa, Iowa. So a big thank you to the sponsors that are footing the bill for us to bring you this broadcast every week. As I said, we're here set to kick off week number 5 of high school football between the Sigourney Kyoto Cobras and the Mid-Prairie Golden Hawks. Micah, what was the outcome on that coin toss?
I believe Mid-Prairie won the toss, deferred to the second half, and SK is going to take it. He's receiving the ball here on the south end zone.
So the Cobras will be working south to north here to start the ball game. Mid Prairie will be kicking off to the Cobras. Back deep for the Cobras. I see Jordan Albert and Peyton Crawford trotting back. They're going to stand right on their own five-yard line. Just moments away from getting this one started. Mid-Prairie, it appears that Jacoby is on to perform the kicking duties for the Mid-Prairie Golden Hawks.
Okay, it will be Jordan Albert and Peyton Crawford.
Just a slight breeze here tonight. Beautiful night for football here on this September evening. We got 17 seconds. We got to get expired off the clock here before we can get this one started, get that reset, that clock reset to 12 minutes, and we'll have you guys underway. I want to thank all our listeners out there across the land. Remember, the text line is 641-660-0616. Love to hear from all our listeners from out of the state, in state, anywhere across the globe. Send us a text at 641-660-0616. And we are underway. Here's a deep kick, taking it about the 4-yard line by Crawford, across the 10, across the 20, still on his feet, across the 30, and finally brought down at the 36-yard line. Cobra's going to have great starting position here on their first possession.
Yeah, great catch, and just Peyton does a nice job of making a couple guys miss, getting up the field. Nice to see him make some forward progress, and nice starting spot here for SK.
Actually going to spot it on the 37-yard line. Griner trots in with the play call to get the first offensive play of the ball game underway. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. And it looks to me like the Golden Hawks jumped. We'll wait. There is a flag on the play, so we'll wait to see the call on this one. But it sure looks like Mid-Prairie jump.
Yeah, and that is going to be the call. So it's going to be a first and five situation now. Very, very fortunate for us. Luke is out there with a little hard count, and we get him getting a little jumpy.
Griner trots back to the huddle with play call number two. First and five. Ball now sits on the 42-yard line of the Cobras. Griner and Crawford in the backfield, steering in that wing back position. Oh, yeah.
Jumped again.
Mid-Prairie jumped again. They're getting a little anxious. Another hanky flies. That's going to be a first and 10 for the Cobras, and they haven't even run an offensive play yet.
Not something that CSK do very often with the hard counts, but nice job. Great discipline there, staying home offensive line. See if we get something going here.
This could be the first play of the game, and here it is. It's the counter play to Nate Searin. Come on, Nate, turn up, buddy. He's across the 50 and finally pulled down at the 45-yard line. Nice pickup.
Great run in there by 11. Ricky Vargas come in from his outside linebacker position, put a pretty good hit on Nate there in the backfield. Nate gave him a little stiff arm, got around the corner, and picks up about 8. So nice running there, Nate Searin.
Yeah, nice second effort by Nate there after contact to pick up a good 8 yards on that play. Brings up second and 2 for the Cobras. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Albert split out to the far side of the field. Direct snap. It's going to be a pass. Oh, there should be a flag there, but no, they're going to say no, go. That was a pitch play out to Crawford. Crawford with a toss over to Isaiah Hahn, but could not pull that one in. It's going to bring up third and 2 for the Cobras.
Yeah, smart defense there by Mid-Prairie. They go in man-to-man coverage. We just had a 2-receiver out there with Albert and Isaiah Hahn out there in the flat, and great coverage. Hurried the throw there for Peyton.
Peyton Griner in the backfield, along with Searin in motion now. Here's Griner with the keeper. He's got a hole up the middle. He's across the 40 and finally brought down at about the 37-yard line. First and 10, Gilbreth.
Nice run there, Luke. Just a little spin back keeper right up the middle or right to the A gap, and did a great job of keeping his feet going and enough to pick up first down. Nice job.
Ball now placed on the 37-yard line. 10:57 to go here in the first quarter. Cobras moving the ball. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Searin in motion. Here's a handoff to Crawford. He's got some running room up the middle. He's across the 35 and brought down at around the 33-yard line.
Nice hard run and just a little Right off ISO, right off tackle ISO, gives to Peyton there, picks up about 4.5. Nice job.
Cobra's doing it, guys. Nice job putting a sustained drive together here. 2nd and 5, ball resting on the 33-yard line. Here's Griner with the handoff to Crawford to the far side of the field. He's stretching it out. He's, got to get him moving forward there, Peyton. And nothing going. Brought down maybe a loss of a yard. He's going to bring up 4th down for the Cobras. 4th and 6 for the Cobras.
3rd and 6, I believe, Amos. Crawford does a great job of stretching that out time and time again. He's just kind of setting them up for when he makes a big cut back there. I'm afraid he'll be gone off of the races. But right that time, McCrary did flow very, very well for the ball, and it's going to be a loss of about a yard.
Yeah, 3rd and 7. I was incorrect there in my call. Griner goes directly under center this time. Here's Griner with the handoff up the middle. Pickup of about 2. Ball carrier there was Avery Moore, number 15, picks up a couple. It's going to bring up 4th and 5 here for the Cobras. Ball's resting on the 32-yard line.
A little different formation there, a little wishbone formation. Avery Moore's the fullback in that situation, and Peyton Crawford and Nate Searin, they're playing halfbacks. Interesting formation there and call there in 3rd down.
Yeah, something we hadn't seen all season. Griner going directly under center there on that one. But here's Griner now in the backfield, back in that spin back. Direct snap to Crawford, and he turns it up forward, upfield, and gets across the 20, and finally brought down at the 18. Great hard running by Peyton Crawford. Again, this week, that's going to be enough for a first down, more than enough for the first down. Ball's going to be placed on the 18-yard line, 1st and 10.
Been doing a great job moving the ball. I believe Mid Prairie has not given up a rushing touchdown in the first quarter all year, so this could be big in a momentum swing here if we can get this thing in.
Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Griner back to pass, being flushed out of the pocket, but he tucks it and runs into his own guy, but he does pick up a couple of yards. That's a smart choice by Griner to tuck it and go there.
Yeah, Nate Searin's kind of in no man's land there. He was out in the flat, and he was expecting Luke to throw. Luke kind of tucked it under and picked up about a yard. Nice job, Luke, just staying heads up. They were in great coverage there, man coverage downfield again.
So that brings up 2nd and 9. Pickup of a yard there by Griner on that scramble to the far side of the field. 2nd and 9, ball on the 17-yard line. 7:56 to go here in the first quarter. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Griner directly under center once again. Here's Griner with the pitch to Wickenkamp. Wickenkamp's got some running room here to the near side of the field. He's got wheels, and he is in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Cobras. Nice job. All right, Jacob Wickenkamp. He's got the speed, and he's got the corner, and he was headed for the corner, and he got her across.
Different formation there. Once again, we go to that wishbone formation. Wickenkamp and Peyton Crawford there in the halfback position. Little pitch out to Wickenkamp, gets the corner, and I think right now Mid-Prairie just kind of on their heels.
Nice run there by Jacob Wickenkamp. Takes that to the near corner here of the end zone to put 6 on the board. 7:41 to go. Cobras now lead Mid-Prairie 6-0. Here's Griner with a quick handoff and nothing going. That score's going to remain 6-0. Still unable to capitalize on that 2-point conversion, Micah.
Yeah, just a little inside counter there to Nate Searin. Kind of unfortunate. That's not exactly, I don't know if I'd call that play in that situation, right back into the teeth of the defense. I like the play call. We just need to get that thing to the outside. That being said, great first drive, SK. Way to cap it off. Great run with Jacob Wickenkamp flipping into the end zone over the pylon. That's going to be a fun one to see back on film.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll be. You know, a couple things we've talked about all season long is, number one, we've been playing from behind almost every game, first 4 games of the year. The opponents always scored first. And the second thing that we talk about is control of the clock and our special teams play. We're going to get to see what our special teams are all about right here. Hopefully, our group of boys will take care of business. Searin on to kick it off. Back deep to receive Vargas and Fasselt for the Grubenhawks. It's a low kick, kind of bouncing. picked up at the 15, across the 20. At the 25, breaks down and finally moved out of bounds at around the 31-yard line. So the Golden Hawks will take over first and 10 from their own 31-yard line. 7:34 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Mid Prairie comes out in that traditional I backfield with a single tight end, some slot formations. I did see them there before the game started. They did run a little bit out of shotgun, a little zone read offense out of shotgun. So we'll see what they got cooking here.
This part of the game is what excites me the most, our defense, to see if they can do what it takes to hold these guys out of the end zone. Here's Cordham in the backfield. Cordham with the handoff to Fassell. Fassell, we had him in the backfield, and he's still on his feet. He moves across the 40 and finally brought down at about the 43-yard line, enough for the first down. Boy, we had him dead to rights in the backfield there, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt. It looks like they're going to stay out in this shotgun formation. Spread slot to the near side here.
Here's Cordham in the backfield. Back to pass. Pressure coming. He's got a guy open downfield in Vargas. Vargas catches it. He's off to the races. He's pretty fast. Oh, there's a clip. And he takes it all the way for a touchdown. Not sure what happened there, but that looked like a clip there. He might have had his head on the right side. It looked like Griner might have got hit in the back. But no flag on the play, so just like that. In about 30 seconds, Mid Prairie ties it up. Cordham to Vargas for a 56-yard touchdown play. And Jacoby on to attempt the extra point, and it's up and good. So with 7:05 to go here in the first quarter, Jerry Chioda now trailing 7-6.
Yeah, and that's something that Coach Jarms, the defense coordinator, is going to have to get figured out real quick. We're playing man coverage there on that slot side. Nobody over top there on the help. We're going to have to definitely be aware of those deep crossers. They attacked our middle to middle outside there last year in the passing game. They have not thrown the football a lot this year, but they have not had to either. So our defense has definitely got to change a few things to get ready here.
Looks like Denny Haynes and Zach Mosley, number 8, back deep, along with Albert, to receive this kick for the Cobras. 7:05 to go here in the first quarter. Mid Prairie now leading 7-6 over the Cobras. Just two offensive plays, Micah, to put that one in the house. We got to get better at that. Here's a deep kick. And it's going to sail out of bounds, so the Cobras will take over. First and 10, I believe, on their own, 35-yard line. So good starting position for the Cobras. They need to put another good, sustained drive together here, Micah.
Yeah, definitely. And this is not exactly what I thought we'd see here in the first quarter. A long, sustained drive by SK to get the score, go up 6, and then very, very quick hitting. Mid-Prairie comes back, answers with a touchdown. They're not known to be a big play type of team, but just a one simple mental breakdown by SK there to give up the touchdown.
Absolutely. Just two plays from scrimmage on the offensive side of the ball for Mid Prairie to put this thing at a 7-6 ball game. Here's Griner. Here's Griner with the keeper up the middle. He's got nowhere to go. Might have got a yard. That would be it. So that's going to bring up second. We'll call it second and 10 for the Cobras. The old 5-16 didn't work that time.
No, definitely not a lot going. Our guards kind of got pushed back there. They did a nice job to surge in their two defensive tackles, and there wasn't a lot going on.
Crawford and Griner in the backfield. Five-man front displayed here. Here's a counterplay. Nate Saren, he's moving forward. And, yes, the flag comes rolling in.
More than likely, this can be a face mask here at the end of the play, I believe.
It is, in fact, a face mask. I'm going to step that one off 5 yards. So a little better field position here. It's going to bring up third down. And about two. So that was a little counterplay there by Nate Saren. Got a face mask there towards the end of the play. Actually, it is brings up second and two for the Cobras. Ball resting on the 43-yard line, their own 43-yard line. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. One receiver split out. Direct snap to Crawford up the middle. Crawford's got the first down and finally brought down at around the 48-yard line, excuse me, at the 47-yard line of the Cobras, enough for the first down.
Nice little direct snap to play to Peyton right off that guard tackle gap. Just come straight ahead, enough to pick up the first down. Nice play.
First and 10 for the Cobras, 5:53 to go here in the first quarter. Sigourney Kyoto trailing 7-6. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Griner back to pass. He's got a guy open in. Oh, yes.
It's Albert across there. Late flag. Late flag. It's either going to be a hold or a personal foul roughing the passer.
All right.
I did see that they took a kind of a cheap shot there. Luke Griner, as he let that one go. So this is going to be a 15-yarder and an automatic first down.
It, in fact, is a 15-yarder. Not well-thrown ball there by Griner to Albert. Albert brought that one in. Would have been a short game, very short game, but now the Cobras are in very, very good field position. First and 10 on the 38-yard line of Mid Prairie. Griner still in at quarterback. Griner under center, directly under center this time. Here he is with the keeper here to the near side of the field. He tucks it back in and finally brought down after a gain of about 5 yards. Going to bring up second down and 5 for the Cobras.
Yeah, first time we've seen that formation, that wishbone formation there again once just a little bit of a bootleg out to the sideline. Nice job, Luke, picking up 5 yards there.
Griner going back under center. We haven't seen a lot of this formation all season long, but he's directly under center along with Wickenkamp and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Crawford with a seam up the middle. And it looks like he might have lost the ball. And Mid Prairie does recover. Unfortunate there for the Cobras. Crawford was fighting for those extra yards. It looks like he might have punched the ball out. And Mid Prairie comes up with it.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate there. You know, Peyton doing like he usually does. It keeps them legs driving. They just ripped her out. So that's what a good defensive coach football team will do. They'll keep going at that ball. So nice job, Mid Prairie, getting that thing loose and recovering it.
4:42 to go here in the first quarter. Mid Prairie takes over after the fumble. First and 10, ball's resting on the 30-yard line of Mid Prairie. Two receivers over to the far side of the field, one here to the near side. Cordham, along with Lassell, in the backfield. Cordham rolls out the pass. He goes downfield and overthrows his receiver. That's going to bring up second and 10.
Yeah, this is a little bit different than what we thought we'd see with Mid Prairie. That time he threw to the single receiver side in man coverage, Avery Moore. Very, very fortunate. He's about a half a step behind. If that's a well-thrown ball, we might be in trouble again.
So second and 10, 4:37 to go here in the ball game. Here in the first quarter. Cordham directly under center along with Assault. Here's Schmidt, I believe, in motion. Assault with the handoff up the middle, and he's met immediately at the 34-yard line. He's going to bring up third and long for the Golden Hawks.
Number 11, Nate, kind of comes up a little gingerly there. Nice job. The defensive line kind of shutting things up, down, not before they give up about 4.5, but leaves about a 3rd and 6 situation here.
Two receivers split over to the far side, one here to the near side. Cordham and Assault in the backfield. Here's Cordham rolling to the far side of the field. Good coverage downfield. And he's the quarterback is being chased, and he's still on his feet, getting down, boys. And finally, Crawford comes in, lowers the boom, and he's going to be short of the first down. It's going to bring up a fourth down. Mid Prairie, he's brought down right at about the 40-yard line, but they are about a yard, maybe a half a yard short. Micah?
Yeah, and we'll see what they do, if they send a kicker on here, or if they're going to go for it.
Hey, heading dead to rights back there.
Yeah, very, very fortunate. He slipped out of a couple long tackles and does a nice job. Portum, we've seen that last year. He can run, so we have to make sure that we're aware of him being able to pick up a few yards with his feet.
Time out here. We'll take this opportunity to recognize our sponsors, Lyle Insurance. It takes everyone working together to build a strong community. Local families have depended on Lyle Insurance and Grinnell Mutual for quality insurance protection and friendly service for decades. We live where you live, and we are proud to call many of our customers friends and neighbors. You can depend on us to be here when you need us. To experience our policy of working together, call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Jerry, or Rita Sheets today at 641-636-3771 for a quote on all your insurance needs. Thanks to Lyle Insurance. Here's Quartum directly under center. One man in motion, single back, trying to call the boys off sides. Sereny Kyoto staying put. He finally snaps it. It's a sweep to the far side of the field. Nice pickup there by Fassell. About a 7-yard gain, so it's going to bring up second and 3 for Mid Prairie. Crawford coming off. Number 53 upward coming in, entering the game. Not sure what's going on there with Crawford, but he is on the sidelines right now. Two back set, two receivers here to the near side of the field for the Golden Hawks. Here's a handoff to Fassell again. Nothing going that time. They held him up. Maybe a loss of yards. Going to bring up third down and short for the Golden Hawks.
Nice job there in on the tackle, I believe, Lane Bender, and also number 63, Schuster, and I believe Noah Bender there in the tackle.
Big set of, big play here for the Cobras to hold these guys on this play. Two backs in the backfield, Quartum directly under center. Here's the handoff right up the middle to the fullback. That's going to be close to a first down. They are moving the chain, so another first down for Mid Prairie. 2:13 to go here in the first quarter.
Kind of a slow developing play there, just a little fullback dive to Dua, and he does have enough to pick up first down there by about a yard.
So first and 10, ball's placed on the 49-yard line. 1:56 to go here in the first quarter. Quartum in the shotgun, one back in the backfield, one receiver to the far side, two here to the near side. Now we got a guy in motion. Here's the handoff to the motion back, and he's brought down at the line of scrimmage. That was Jacoby.
Great job there, Avery Moore, here from his cornerback position out here. One-on-one tackle. He does his job and wraps him up. Great tackle. Great play, that young man.
Second and 9. They're going to give him a yard on that play. Second and 9, 1:24 to go. Sereny Kyoto trailing 7-6. One receiver to the far side, one here to the near side, along with two backs in the backfield. Quartum under center. Quartum with the pitch out to Fassell to the far side of the field. He's being chased down. He's still on his feet and finally knocked out.
It's going to be, there is a flag, though. More than likely, this is probably going to be a hold where the spot of that flag is, or a clip. Down the field about 6 yards.
Fassell did have enough for the first down, but we'll await this. It is a hold, in fact, so that will march them back 10 yards. They'll have to try it again.
Yeah, fortunate there for SK because he did a nice job of getting out there into some space. Nate Searin, he's got to turn that back into the defenders. At that time, Lane Bunder wasn't quite set. They almost had him down in a 5-man front, and he was chasing that thing from the backside, so.
Three receivers here to the near side. Now one to the far side along with Quartum in the shotgun. Quartum back to pass. He pumps. He pumps once. He's under pressure. Nate Searin's got him in his grasp, and down goes Quartum. First sack of the night. Quartum in there putting the pressure on, I believe, was Nate Searin to begin with.
Nate Searin, Isaiah Hahn do a nice job from their linebacker position. Or Nate's linebacker position, Isaiah's defensive end position. Now it's going to be third and a mile.
50 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Third and 24.
Third and 24 for the Golden Hawks. Ball now resting on the 37-yard line of Mid Prairie. Cordham in the shotgun along with one back in the backfield. Cordham back to pass. He's got a guy open across the middle. He does a quick move. Come on, Luker, chasing down. He's got enough for the first down. Oh, my goodness. How do you let that happen?
Well, it's very, very close. They could almost call offensive pass interference. That's a pick play right across the middle. If I was the defensive coordinator, my hair would be on fire right now because they picked him right in the middle of the field. Nice throw. He picks up enough for the first down. Great job, Luke Reiner, from the backside, dragging back down without giving up the touchdown.
So third and long, and Mid-Prairie converts. That's not good news for the Cobras. Here's Cordham directly under center. Back to pass again. Oh, this is that draw play. He's got the silk, but we sniffed it right out. Loss of a yard. It's going to bring up second and 11 for the Golden Hawks. And we are, that's probably going to bring us to a close here in the first quarter. Golden Hawks threatening, though, with the ball placed on the 31-yard line. That, in fact, does bring us to the end of the first quarter. Sirony Kyoto trailing Mid-Prairie, 7-6. Great opportunity again to recognize our sponsors, Vitato Incorporated. Vitato Incorporated and Showstopper Equipment. They have been creating and supplying successful innovations for your agricultural and livestock needs since 1967, providing you with high-quality equipment like Showstopper, Vitato Hog Equipment, Chaff Spreaders, Vitato Chaff Spreaders, Friesian Seed Handling Equipment, KSI Conveyors, and EPS Building. We would like to take the time to thank all the hog producers and hog industry workers for allowing Vitato Incorporated to be a valued partner in this important industry. Vitato Incorporated in Kyoto, proud supporters of Sirony Kyoto football. Also brought to you by Gardner Collier Jewelry. Gardner Collier is the one to go to for your most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs, located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa and the Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa. Thanks to all our sponsors, we are set to begin the second quarter here. Cordham under center along with a lone back. Here's Vargas in motion. Hand off to Vargas around the far side of the field. He's got some running room. Still on his feet and finally brought down near the first down marker. Nice pickup there by Vargas.
Yeah, just a little H-back end around to Vargas there. He was the guy in motion. They seal the corner. They run to that big number 81, I believe Levi Dewis side. He's a big fell and does a great job sealing that thing for Vargas to get around the corner.
Yeah, one receiver here now to the near side, one to the far side. Lone back in the backfield. Cordham under center, directly under center. Long snap count here by Cordham.
Looks like they're going to have to burn a timeout. They try to get him on the hard count, and SK sits tight. Mid Prairie's going to take a timeout. One score to comment on. I looked on the Thunderbolts app there at the end of the first quarter. Pella Christian is up 24-0 over Eddyville Blakesburg there at the, in the first quarter yet, so that's a score of interest.
That is. That is a pair of district opponents. Obviously, our opponent last week, Pella Christian, and Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont comes into our place next week. So that will be a score we'll be keeping our eyes on as the night moves on. We've got a beautiful night here in Sirony, Iowa for football. We're hoping for the right outcome. That would be a Cobra victory, but they got a little work to do as they trail Mid Prairie 7-6. Here with just 45 seconds elapsed in the second quarter. Mid Prairie faced with a 3rd and 3 with the ball placed on the 22-yard line of the Cobras. Mid Prairie there forced to take a timeout as the play clock was winding down. They're back at the ball. Two receivers here to the near side, along with two backs in the backfield. Quartum under center. Takes a handoff, rolls out here to the near side, going deep. Got a guy open, and he is in for the touchdown. Down defending that time, not sure.
I believe Avery Moore there, man-on-man coverage. Great play action fake there in the backfield. He bit big. And makes a nice throw there to the corner to pick up six.
So Mid Prairie capitalizes on that turnover by Crawford. That fumble, they take it to the house and now go up 13-6 over the Cobras. Jacoby on to attempt the PAT for Mid Prairie. The kick is up. And it's no good. So with 11:01 to go here in the second quarter, Sigourney Kidd now trailing Mid Prairie 13-6. Micah, somewhat weak coverage down there, pass coverage by Moore that time. Not as good as what we've seen early part of the night.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's something that you'd think that we'd been very familiar with playing a very pass-heavy Taylor Christian team a week ago. And we played a lot of man, some man-over coverages there last week, and there just was nobody to help there on the backside. So, Avery got burnt there. I'm sure he will not let that get his head down, and he'll be ready to go here. But we definitely need to take care of the ball. Now, as we go back on offense, and we'll see Peyton Crawford and company see if they can't mount the drive together and knock the score up.
Yeah, Peyton Crawford and Jordan Albert back deep, standing on their own 10-yard line to receive Jacoby's kick. Eleven and eight to go here in the second quarter. Jacoby on to kick for Mid Prairie, ball placed on the 40-yard line. Kick is away. This one's going to be taken by, well, they couldn't decide. It's taken by Albert at about the 18. He's on his feet across the 20, across the 25, and brought down around the 28-yard line. So the Cobras will take over first and 10 with 11:02 to go here in the second quarter.
This is the one thing, you know, both of these teams, I believe, play a lot of guys both ways. So we'll see, you know, just how the conditioning factor is going to work into this.
Cobras huddled up, calling the first play for this drive, offensive drive. 11:02 to go here in the second quarter. Cobras trailing 13-6. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Griner. Back to pass. Got a guy open, and Hans got it, pulls it in at the 38, and finally brought down at about the 40-yard line. Going to hit up for first down. Great catch there by Isaiah Hahn. Well-thrown ball by Griner.
Nice job there, Luke. He's really starting to get comfortable back in that quarterback position. First couple games, to tell you, still a young kid. He's definitely settled in now and doing a great job with his arm, completing that and picking up enough for the first down.
Here come the Cobras, first and 10, ball on the 40-yard line. Griner along with Crawford and Saren in the backfield. Griner directly under center. Here's Griner with the handoff to Saren here on the near side of the field. He's got some running room. Lower those shoulders, Nate. He picks up about four. It's going to bring up second and six for the Cobras.
That's a nice run, and that's Nate Saren that we've wanted to see a lot more downhill. Type of running, so maybe in this wishbone backfield, he'll be able to get a little more downhill, get that north-south type of running going.
Yeah, we talked about that last night. You know, Michael, we hadn't seen the true vintage Nate Saren all season, really. We know from two seasons ago that he's a north and south kind of guy. Here's Griner under center with the handoff. No, he rolls to the far side. He's being chased, still on his feet. Oh, and they finally bring him down, but it's not before he loses a pile of yards. Major, major push there by the Mid Prairie defense. Long, third and long now for Cobras. Griner rolled out the pass, and it was like a funnel. Man, everybody was on his back.
Yeah, Levi Dewitt gets a great push from his defensive end. Position. That's a big guy. We got to be able to block him there on the outside if we're going to roll Luke out.
Here come the Cobras with some work to do. Third and 16 for the Cobras. Here's Griner in the backfield. Back to pass again. Got a guy across the middle. Oh, in and out of the hands of Jacob Wickenkamp.
There's another flag in the backfield.
Looks to me like it's going to be a hold on the Cobras. You can bring up fourth and long for the Cobras, so I'm sure this one will be declined. Declined. So, in fact, yes, Cobras will be punting to Mid Prairie. Ball on sits on the 35-yard line. Crawford stands on his own 23 to punt this one away. Fassell stands on his own 25 to receive it. Oh, not a very good kick. Going to fly out of bounds at about the 48-yard line. Aiden didn't quite get into all that one.
Yeah, but he had a little pressure on the outside there, and he hurried up his normal kick routine, and just very, very unfortunate. That's going to get back to about where our first down would have been. Do not get it over the 50-yard line. So great field position for the Mid-Prairie Golden Hawks here.
So Mid-Prairie, first and 10, ball placed on the 48-yard line. Cobras now in a five-man front, two backs in the backfield along with Cordham under center. Here's Cordham with the handoff to Vargas. Vargas does a stutter step. He's got some running room. He's across the 40 and finally pulled down at around the 33-yard line for the first down, first and 10, Mid-Prairie.
Just a little iso play off tackle, and, we're on a five-man line there. We got to do a better job of getting off our block, making a play.
Way too much yardage there for the running backs from Mid-Prairie. One receiver to the far side, one to the near side. One lone back in the backfield, Cordham under center. Here's one in motion. Here's a handoff to Dua, number 20. He's off to the races and finally knocked out of bounds inside the five-yard line on the far side of the field. Good play call there by Mid-Prairie. Caught the Cobras kind of moving to the near side here towards the press box side of the field, and he only had one guy to beat, couldn't quite get it all the way in there, so Mid-Prairie threatening again with 8:23 to go. They got first and goal on the 4-yard line. Here's Cordham under center along with a two-back set in the backfield, two receivers here on the near side, hand off to Pacell up the middle, and he's stopped short of the goal line. 8:04 to go here in the second quarter. Sigourney Keita trailing 13-6.
Yeah, right now defensively, that was a good push on that play. But right now defensively, our defensive line has got to get some pressure upfield. We're just getting the ball down, and unfortunately, it's given them big lanes to run through here for Mid-Prairie.
Cordham directly under center. Two back set again. Two receivers to the near side of the field. Here's Vargas. And he steps into the end zone untouched. So with 7:36 to go here in the second quarter, Mid-Prairie scores again, now leads 19-6 over the Cobras.
Yeah, and they're again set up by a short field. We'll see if Coach Jensen, we stick to our guns here, we run the football and keep it on the ground, control the clock, and keep the ball out of Mid-Prairie's hands, because right now defensively we do not have an answer for their offense.
Yeah, we haven't had an answer defensively all season for a lot of these more high-powered offenses, and we've got to get that figured out. So here's Cordham to attempt the two-point conversion, and it's good. I'm not sure why Mosel didn't put his hand up there to try to knock that one down. That's as simple as just jumping.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate right now. Guys need to get their heads up, down two scores. Guys need to get fired up and play some football. We've seen this time and time again. Unfortunately, it's usually at home. And I don't know why that is. We come out flat sometimes in the first half at home. But the guys need to get fired up. Couple mental mistakes. The fumble by Crawford, the short punt. Going to have to flush it, refocus, and get going.
Absolutely. Keep the heads up and make something happen here. 7:36 to go here before half. Sigourney Keita trailing 21-6. We were in this position a week ago. So it's no hill for a climber, that's for sure. We're switching things up back to receive on these kickoffs. Now we got Nate Sterren and Jordan Albert back there. That's our third duo we've seen back there to receive these kickoffs. Jacoby on the kick. The kick's away. It's kind of a squib kick. It's going to be out of bounds, so the Cobras are going to take over first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Good starting field position, Micah.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see what Griner, Crawford, and Searing come back here. If we stay in that single wing or if we go back to that wishbone formation, we'll see what Coach Jensen has up his sleeve here. We need to put a quick score back on the board.
We certainly do. It'd be nice to put a score on the board, kill some clock here as we approach halftime, 7:36 to go. Folks, the text line is open. Remember, 641-660-0616. Love hearing from those out-of-state listeners. Give me a text, and I'll give you a shout-out. Here's Griner in the backfield in that quarterback position along with Wittenkamp. Here's Griner with the keeper, I believe, moves across the 40 and finally brought down at around the 41-yard line. Pickup of about 6 yards. That'll bring up second and I got to call it five. Second and five for the Cobras.
Yeah, I believe Peyton Crawford's still on the sideline there after that defense. They're looking at his hand or his wrist. I'm not quite sure what's going on there, but Jacob Wickenkamp in there right now for him. Let's see what these guys got cooking in the backfield.
Griner, Wickenkamp in the backfield. Sterren in that wingback position. Here's the direct snap to Wickenkamp. He's going to the far side of the field. He's on his feet. He's got enough for the first down, but the flag does come flying in. That's more likely going to be another flag. That one looks like that one might be against Mid-Prairie.
Yeah, definitely. You would think that being late on their sideline, that more than likely that's going to be a personal foul. But more than likely it's going to be a hold here on SK as well.
So we'll let them sort this one out. 6:49 to go before half. It was, in fact, a hold on the Cobras. I'm not sure whether they, they've definitely got the holding flag out, but there was another flag over across the field. I haven't seen any indication on that one. Maybe here it comes. It is a personal foul. So now they march off. So we're going to gain 5 yards out of that whole deal, I believe. We're going to be dangerously close, and I believe that is going to be enough for a first down for the Cobras. So move the chains, first and 10 for the Cobras now. Ball is now placed on the 46-yard line, first and 10, 6:49 to go here in the second quarter. Griner and Wickenkamp in the backfield. Here's Sterren in motion. Griner with the keeper up the middle. He's got five. He's across the 50 and brought down at around the 48-yard line.
Nice job, Luther, just keeping his legs alive. And that time he ran over one of the linebackers, I believe, number 20, Dua, put him right on his keister. So nice job, Luther, just running through on that quarterback keeper from his spin back position.
Yeah, you know, we've seen them run Griner a lot more tonight than we have in the past four games. They must know something's there. We've got to keep this defense of Mid-Prairie honest. 6:13 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Griner in the backfield with the pitch.
I believe that's that same counter play we tried to play as a two-point conversion, and it's just not there. We're trying to wing back counter against the grain there, and our defensive line's getting kicked up front. So we got to make sure we get off our blocks and get to the second level against a very, very good linebacker core of Mid-Prairie.
So now we sit with a third and eight situation, 5:38 to go. Still haven't seen Crawford, Peyton Crawford, in the ballgame. One receiver here to the near side of the field for the Cobras. Griner back to pass. Got his guy open. Oh, my goodness. And he's on his feet, still on his feet, enough for the first down. That's Jordan Albert. Nice job, Jordy. We'll start calling him Jordy, just like Jordy Nelson from the Packers. Nice reception. Well-thrown ball there by Griner. That moves the chains. Now the Cobras set first and 10 on the 39. We'll call it the 40-yard line. 5:15 to go here before half. Griner and Wickenkamp in the backfield. Here's Sharon in motion. Griner with the keeper. He's got a hole. He's still on his feet, moving forward, and finally brought down after about a 7-yard gain. Nice running there by Luke Griner.
And he took a knee right to the helmet by number 24 there at the end of the play.
Yeah, Griner going to come off. Going to come off the field. I'm sure we'll see him back in there. So in comes, I think that's Tyler Verstrait. Here's Wickenkamp with the carry. Wickenkamp moves it far side of the field. Picks up about two. It's going to be dangerously close to a first down. That's going to be third and short, 4:12 to go. Cobras mounting, putting together a nice drive here as we wind down the second quarter. A timeout for measurement.
Luke's kind of stretching out his neck over there. He took a vicious knee right to the helmet. Guy flying over the pile. The one thing I've seen here early in this game, Mitt Prairie's been flagged three times for personal fouls, and they're just, I don't know if they can't hear the whistle out there or what's going on, but very, very unfortunate that Luke's on the sideline right now.
Here's Verstrait. Oh, God damn it, Peyton. Come on now, make something out of this. Here's Peyton Crawford, bobbles the snap, and does all he can to get it back to the first for the original line of scrimmage.
Number 45.
And he does just that. It's going to be second and 10. We cannot. We've got to avoid those types of small mistakes, Mike.
Yeah, definitely. And right now, a little bit different backfield. Peyton back in there. He's got his hand taped up. We got to definitely shore things up, take care of the football here.
Verstrait and Crawford in the backfield. Second and 11, 3:27 to go before halftime. Here's the handoff, the counterplay to Nate Sarin. He plows forward, but not going to be much. Picks up maybe three. It's going to bring up third down, and we'll call it eight for the Cobras.
I'll bring up third and eight.
The big play here, Micah, for the Cobras. Third down and long. 2:57 to go before halftime. Here's Verstrait with the handoff to Crawford. Crawford's got some running room up the middle and met by a host of Golden Hawks at around the 25-yard line. So he's going to be about 5 yards short with 2:40 to go before halftime. It's going to bring up a fourth and five. We'll see what Coach has dialed up here on this next play. Griner still on the sidelines. Verstrait and Crawford now in the backfield. They're going to go for it on fourth and five. Here's Crawford with the keeper. He's got some running room, and he plows forward, and I think he's got enough, Micah.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very close. Crawford there, great run. Got going downfield right away. They're going to mark him short, about a half a yard. So back to defense here for SK.
Hey, we got some listeners down in Creston. Roger and Deborah Jensen listening in. Hey, good to have you listening in here to the broadcast. Brent Seabee. Hey, Brent. Listens to us each and every week. Generally, I give him a shout-out every week, and then his daughter gets upset with him because he gets shout-outs. But we got a good one cooking for you here in Sigourney, Iowa tonight. 2:09 left to go before halftime. Sigourney Kyoto trailing 21-6, and Mid Prairie just held them on downs. Flags come a flying.
There's a flag on the play.
I don't know if that's an illegal formation they got out there, or if they took too much time.
Either way, I believe they're going to march them back 5 yards, so it's going to be first and 15 Now Mid-Prairie is going to be starting a little bit deeper field position than they have started here tonight.
Yeah, they are. This is as deep as the Golden Hawks have been all night long. 2:09 to go here before halftime. Cordham in the shotgun along with a lone back. Two receivers split out. Cordham checks one out downfield, and our guy is beat. And this one is going to go to the house. Touchdown. That's Avery Moore gets beat for the second time tonight. This man coverage has got to go.
Yeah, definitely. At that time, big Levi Dewa running down the sideline. Just nobody could catch him. Very, very unfortunate for SK.
So with a minute 56 to go here before half, the Golden Hawks strike again on a long 80-plus pass-yard play. Cordham to Dua to put the Golden Hawks up 27-6. Here's Jacoby on the kick, and it's up and good. So with 1:56 to go before half, Syracuse now trailing 28-6 over the Golden Hawks of Mid-Prairie. Well, Michael, we've got to do something different on defense.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Mid-Prairie has not, they have thrown for more yards, for most more yards tonight here in the first half of this football game than they have thrown for all year. So definitely something we need to shore up on the defensive end. We'll see if we get Luke Reiner back or not. He still doesn't have his helmet on. That's not like Luke. He did take a vicious hit to the helmet there a few plays back. So we'll see if it's going to be Tyler versus Strait and if Peyton Crawford's back or what we got going. Right now we just need to mesh with what we got going and figure this out.
Jacoby on to kick for the Golden Hawks. 1:56 to go here before half. Serenity Kyoto trailing 28-6. Back deep to receive. Nate Sirin. And number 23, Jordan Albert. It's going to be a short kick. Come on. You picked that up, Mosel. Here's Nate Sirin with the ball. Still on his feet. He's across the 40 and finally brought down at around the 45-yard line. But that right there is uncalled for.
Yeah, we got to take care of business. That ball bounces right in front of you.
You got to pick it up.
And it does look like Luke Reiner got a helmet back on. He's going to come back in. So that is good to see. Like I said before, I'm probably holding my breath and not saying much more than Dad is up here with me, but nice to see him trot back on the field.
Yeah, like you said, I know he's a tough kid. I've put him through the paces at home numerous times, and I figured he'd be back in there if it weren't anything serious. So 1:49 to go. Come on, Cobras. We need to punch one in. Griner stands back there in the shotgun. Again, two receivers here to the near side. Here's a handoff. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, two guys in motion here.
At the same time.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. It was going to be an end around to Peyton Crawford from his H-back position. So this time, being down three scores, we go to the shotgun pistol offense out of the spread. Just some miscommunication. Marching back 5 yards, and it's going to be first down to 15.
All right, boys, come on, regroup. We got to put. Well, it'd be nice to put one on the board. We don't have to, but it sure would be nice. Here before half, Serenity Kyoto trailing 28-6. Here with a minute 49 to go before half. Cobras now faced with a first and 15. Ball sits on the 40-yard line. Griner in the backfield. One man in motion here in Moore. Griner rolls here to the near side. He's got a guy streaking down the side of the 55. He's going to take this one to the house, boys. Hubbucker is not going to catch him. Well, thrown ball by Griner to Crawford.
Great job, Luke Griner. That's Luke Griner. We're excited to see him. He rolls out to his right here. And finds Peyton Crawford streaking across the sideline. Great way to respond, young man, get back into the game. Just like that, we're back in this football game.
Absolutely, minute 49, so they've done that to us. We come back and respond. Nice play call there. Well-thrown ball by Griner. Nice catch by Crawford, and then the Jets were kicked into high gear, and old Hotbacher from the Mid-Prairie Golden Hawks wasn't going to catch him. So the Cobra is going to try for two. now trailing 28-12 with a minute 49 to go before half. Griner in the shotgun.
This time a little different formation. Nate Searns in the tailback position and Peyton Crawford that time in the wingback position. So we're seeing a little bit different formations here from Coach Jensen tonight. And just, I believe, because of that, we're going to have a false start against SK marching back five here.
Yeah, a few penalty markers coming out as a result of some of the different looks we're showing here tonight. But we got a little more room to work with. Here's Griner back to pass. There's some pressure coming, and Griner, dangerously close to an INT. He had a guy open downfield there, and number 10, Ben Applegate, but just couldn't haul in. But nonetheless, the Cobra strike with a minute 49 to go before half. Now, Searing Center trailing Mid-Prairie 28-12.
Great way to respond. Both those guys getting dinged here in the first half is not what we want to see. Luke Griner and also Peyton Crawford, he's been in and out. I believe he's got his hand taped up quite a bit. But nice job by both those guys getting back into the football game and doing their jobs and putting six on the board here going into halftime.
Hey, we got a young guy in here for the Cobras, freshman Sebastian Arduzer, number 28, checks in on this kickoff team. Good to see some of these freshmen get some playing time, get down there, and make a name for themselves. They can certainly do that here on special teams. On to perform the kicking duties for the Cobras, a new guy, number 55, Weber, on to kick for the Cobras. Back deep to receive, Fasselt, and I believe it's number 3, Vargas. Nice kick taken by Fasselt at the 15-yard line. He's across the 20, the 25, and finally brought down at around the 27-yard line. So the Golden Hawks will take over first and 10.
Right now we cannot give up another big play to Mid-Prairie going into halftime. We have to keep this score close enough that our offense can strike back. So this is a big, big set it down for our defense to hold things together here for SK.
Yeah, Denny Heems comes on. They're going to bring Avery Moore out. Avery's been burnt a couple times here tonight. He's a great football player, just unfortunate that he's let his guy get behind him. So here come the Golden Hawks with a minute 37 to go. Cordham in the shotgun, back to pass. He's got a screening pass to Vargas. Vargas is off to the races. He's still on his feet. He's still on his feet across the 50 and finally chased down by Noah Boonder, I believe, number 50, that there is a flag across the far side of the field. More than likely, this one's going to come back.
You would sure think it would be a hold or possibly something else, but all our DBs were in retreat as they ran their receivers off, and there was nobody home to take care of the screen pass there for linebackers. It'd be an eligible man downfield, I believe.
That's a good break for the Cobras as Vargas was off to the races. We have a heck of a time chasing him down.
He's a scatty running back that's got some power with it, and he is very patient, made a nice cut back across the field. So now SK got to take care of business. We have given up way too many yards here from the passing side of things here tonight.
Minute 20 to go here before half. Searing and Keona trailing 28-12. Mid-Prairie breaks huddle. Looks like Coach Jensen's going to want a timeout here. Talk this one over with his boys.
It's like
here.
64 Cooper Griner's going to come into the game. I'm not quite sure or who, I believe Peyton Uphold. So he's going to come in, and we haven't seen Coop much here about a game and a half, but, that young man did a nice job there first couple games of the year.
He certainly did. We'll take this opportunity to recognize another one of our sponsors, Kia, County State Bank. County Bank is your community partner, your community bank. Established in 1884, County Bank has locations in Sigourney, Gibson, Deep River, and Williamsburg. They also have a loan production officer office in Montezuma. County Bank is also an official sponsor of a Sigourney Kiara football game. Thank you to County Bank, another wonderful sponsor here of the weekly broadcast.
Another score update. Pelly Christian, 54. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 0 in the second quarter.
We might have made them mad last week.
I think we might have.
Here comes Cordham in 3. Receivers here to the near side of the field. Cordham, he's got a guy open in Jacoby. Jacoby puts a nice move on our guys and finally steps out of bounds. Going to be short of the first down. 1:11 to go here before half. Nice pass there by Cordham to Jacoby. Picks up about half of what they need. It's going to bring up 2nd and 6 for the Golden Hawks. A little too much.
Yeah, a little too much. Now our corners are playing off quite a ways. So some of that short intermediate stuff's going to be there.
Here's Cordham in the backfield along with one back in Vargas. Vargas, he break down. That's it. You got to break down on that kid, and he's got enough for the first down. Brings it across the 40 and finally brought down at the 45-yard line. Enough for the first down. Clock is moving.
Denny Haynes, Zach Mosel there on that tackle.
So 1st and 10, a minute to go here before halftime. Mid Prairie's got guys running all over. They got 2 receivers, 3 receivers now to the far side of the field. 1 still moving. 51 seconds to go. Here's Cordham. Cordham back to pass. Rolls to the far side of the field. Cooper Griner's got bringing pressure here. And finally, the Cobras flush him out, and he throws a pass incomplete. Intended for Dua.
Nice job, Isaiah Hahn, Cooper Griner, also Noah Boonder and Zeb Webb there from their defensive line. Nice job also coverage downfield so that defensive line could get to him and flush him out of the pocket there.
So 40 seconds remain here before half. Mid Prairie, 2nd and 10, Mid Prairie ball, 2nd and 10, sitting on the 46-yard, their own 46-yard line. 2 receivers split over to the far side now. Cordham in the shotgun along with Vargas as the lone back. They need to be careful with that Vargas. Here's Cordham with a quick hitter out to Dua. And Dua moves forward, still on his feet. He's a big dude. And he moves forward across midfield and finally brought down after he crossed over the 40, brought down at the 35. That's a big kid.
He is a big fellow to bring down. We got to do a better job of hitting him low. Cannot arm tackle him because he picks up about another 6-7 yards. Very, very athletic, big body there.
Yeah, you know, all the film we watched, we never saw a lot of passing out of these Golden Hawks. And boy, tonight they're lighting it up.
Well, unfortunately, last week the game film we got to watch was a mud bowl.
Yeah.
There against West Burlington Notre Dame, and they took care of business against a very good West Burlington Notre Dame team. I found out later that West Burlington Notre Dame was missing 4 or 5 guys. Starters that were banged up from the week before, but we did not see them pass much. And like I said, on the year, I believe Cordham, he's probably got more passing yards in this first half than he has had all year.
Yeah, we had talked about it on the way to the game that these guys had not passed a lot. They were more of a running team, but they've been somewhat pretty complete here tonight, both through the air and on the ground. And they got the SK defense guessing each and every play.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's 1st and 10, ball placed on the 35, 31 seconds to go before half. Cordham in the backfield along with Vargas. Here's Cordham back to pass. He heaves one deep. Oh, my goodness, not again. And finally brought down. This time Denny Haynes gets picked on. And Cordham to Schwartz. And it's a first down, finally brought down at the 1-yard line. So our defensive backs are just really struggling tonight.
We're getting torched on the outside. We're a little play action fake, and he's reading them off and finding the open guy.
Here's Cordham under center. Cordham rolls to the far side of the field, and he is, I think he hits his receiver in Dua, and Dua is in for the touchdown with 15 seconds to go before half. We have seen this happen how many times in the last 3 years where our defensive backs get beat 30 seconds before half.
Yeah, it's very, very unfortunate. Defensively, our defense coordinator has got to get some things figured out right now. We cannot give up 35 points here in the first half football game and expect our offense to outscore football teams.
Jacoby Hahn to attempt the PAT. It's up and it's good. So with 13 seconds to go before half, Sigourney Kyoto now trailing 35-12. Yeah, you know our drawback this season is our defense, and we've got to get something figured out.
You know, very, very unfortunate, too, because the same players on the offense are playing on defense. So it's not that we don't have the athletes to do it, because our offense has scored plenty of points to win football games this year. You know, we just got to get something figured out because defensively we're getting it taken to us here once again tonight.
The thing is, you start giving a cushion of 23, 24 points. That's a big, big deficit to come back from in a half of football. Jordan Albert, Nate Saren back deep to receive Jacoby's kickoff. 13 seconds to go here before half. Cobras trailing 35-12. Kick is away. The squib kick. And finally, rolls out of bounds. So the Cobras are going to take over first and 10 once again from their own 35-yard line. Be nice to watch Peyton Crawford take one to the
house. Yeah, definitely. We need to try to get something on the board here. Just 13 seconds left to take a shot and try to put another score on the board here, but
Griner trotting on with the play call. First and 10 Cobras from their own 35-yard line. Two receivers here to the near side. Two over to the far side. Griner along with Saren in the backfield. Four-man front now. Here's Griner with a screen play to Saren. Saren's off to the races. He's across the 45, the 50, and still on his feet. Finally brought down at about the 41-yard line. Nice little screen play there to Nate Saren. Griner to Saren. Big gainer, 11 seconds to go. Got some time to work with. Another timeout taken by the Cobras. I will see if they can punch one in here in a short period of time. Lord knows, Micah, we've had enough opponents do it to us over the last 3 years. It sure would be nice to do the same thing to them. Recognize another one of our sponsors for tonight, Vision Ag of Kyoto. Vision Ag of Kyoto would like to take this opportunity to wish the Sigourney Kyoto football team best of luck during the 2015 season. The folks at Vision Ag are there for you, whether it be custom application or fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, or your seed needs. Vision Ag has what you need. They carry a full line of cropland, DeKalb, and DeKalb seed. Stop in and visit with Scott, Mark, or Chad to discuss your crop input needs. Contact Vision Ag of Kyoto, 641-636-2140. Thanks to Vision Ag bringing you this broadcast. So here come the Cobras back after that timeout. We got 10 seconds left on the clock. First and 10 on the 42-yard line of Mid Prairie. Griner in the backfield, in the shotgun. Along with Wickenkamp, it appears. Two receivers here to the near side, two to the far side. Griner back to pass. He's going to keep it. Get out of bounds, Luke. He's got some running room. And scampers out of bounds, dangerously close to a first down marker. 1.4 seconds. Opportunity for the Cobras to take a shot deep. They can do it. I mean, Griner to Crawford just a few minutes back. We're able to capitalize and put one in. Sure would be nice to see that again, Mike.
Yeah, definitely. Nice recognition by Luke to see all his receivers were covered downfield and does a nice job with his feet to pick up about 8 yards and get out of bounds there. Leave some time on the clock to take one last shot.
So the Cobras exhaust all their timeouts, but just 1.4 seconds left to go here before we break for halftime. Stay tuned, folks, during halftime. We're going to have Lee Crawford, the athletic director and head junior high football coach of the eighth grade, come up and visit with us a little bit, share some of the happenings with the junior high program, tell us a little bit about the kids, how their season's going. So it ought to be interesting. But before we get to that, I'll have my partner, broadcasting partner, Micah Harmson, bring you up to speed on some scores from around the area. He's had a keen eye on that Pellacrestan score all night long. Here come the Cobras back. They got one shot to stick this thing in the end zone before halftime. Griner and Sin in the backfield. Two receivers split out here to the far side. Oh, my goodness, Griner throws a pick. And he made up for it. He had the guy in his grasp, and he let go. Oh, no. And Crawford, Peyton Crawford makes a touchdown-saving tackle.
Luke took another big shot there, and he's hurt. And,
I think he might have got the head knocked out of him. Yeah, we got Luke Griner out there in the middle of the field that looks like he potentially got the wind knocked out of him. He had Fasalt right there, dead to rights, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, he let go of him, so he's taking his pads off. We'll wait to see what
young man has taken some shots here tonight here in the first half. Our offensive line has got to do a better job protection for him, and our defensive line's got to get some pressure.
Yeah, that's a fact. These are the types of things that I don't know what it's going to take. If it's going to take me getting my coaching certificate to get down there and tell them that you got to protect your running backs or what. Backfield, here's Quartum under center. Two receivers the far side. Quartum back with a quick hitter out to, I believe that's Dua. No, that's Swartz. Swartz still on his feet, moves across the 20 and finally brought down around the 18-yard line.
Yeah, and right now our corners are given so much cushion now because of the deep play. That was just a little comeback, about at 8 yards, and an easy throw by Cordham to pick that up for first down.
So first and 10 from the 18-yard line for Mid Prairie. Two backs in the backfield, Cordham under center. One receiver to split out to the far side of the field. Here's the pitch to Salt, far side of the field. He turns it upfield. Still on his feet and finally brought down there. Looks like number 54 in on the tackle.
54, Lane Boonder, and also I believe 53, maybe Peyton Uphold in there.
Pickup of about 8 yards, 9 yards. Going to bring up second and one for Mid Prairie.
Right now, way too much defensive tackles, defensive ends. Got to get upfield. Right now, their big offensive line of Mid Prairie is just walling it down.
One receiver split to the far side. Here's a handoff to Fasalt up the middle. Thought I saw a flag come flying in, but maybe I'm seeing things. Short gain on the play. Going to be short of the first down. I'll bring up third and short for
the official timeout available.
Far into the field, Micah. I can't really tell whether he had enough push to get the first down there.
Very, very close. They are going to come out and measure for it.
I think he's going to be short. In fact, he is. He's going to be about 6 inches short of first down. So it's going to bring up third down and just inches for the Goldhawks. Ball rests on the 10-yard line. Mid Prairie breaks huddle. Two receivers now here to the near side of the field. Two backs in the backfield with Cordham under center. Probably a keeper to the fullback. In fact, it is, and he's met immediately. But he's got enough. He only needed an inch or two, and I think he's got it. So it's going to be first and goal for Mid Prairie from around the 9-yard line. Kind of stiffen things up here, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt.
First and goal from the 7-yard line.
One thing about Mid Prairie, they have taken very well care of the ball. No, I don't believe they've had a turnover yet tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure.
One receiver here to the far side. One here to the near side. Two receivers in the backfield, or two running backs in the backfield, and there is a penalty marker on the play.
Flag on the play.
So we'll back them up five.
Bring up first and goal from the 12.
Ball's now placed on the 12-yard line.
Big set of downs here. 12 yards to pay dirt. SK's got to come up with something here.
Quarterback under center. Two receivers now split to the far side, one to the near side. Now one in motion. Quarterback with a handoff to Salt. Getting some really good blocking up front. Finally wrestled down by Avery Moore. They're going to call a touchdown. So he had enough momentum to carry him into the end zone. So with 9:09 to go here in the third quarter, now Mid Prairie leads 41-12. Wow. I didn't see this coming.
Me either, Amy.
Jacoby on to attempt the PAT. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 9:09 to go, Mid Prairie now leads 42-12 over the Cobras.
Yeah, very, very frustrating, Amos. We cannot give up all these yards, all these points, and expect for our offense to outscore opponents. Defensively, we've got to take care of things better, and, we got to be able to make those adjustments before halftime. They got to be made after the first series. We cannot let them put up 35 points in the first half and expect to win football games.
Absolutely.
These kids are talented, but, at some point in time, we got to be putting them in the right positions.
Things have got to change on the defensive side of the ball. We've got to make these adjustments, Micah, like you said, way sooner than we have been. Jacoby on the kick, back deep for the Cobras, is Saren and Albert. And Albert fumbles it out of bounds at about the 3-yard line.
Yeah, very, very frustrating. You got to be careful down there. He touched it and bounced out of bounds at the 3-yard line. You got to get your head up. We got to be able to make some plays here.
Yeah, Brainer is not going to make the trip in. It's going to be for straight the rest of the way tonight for the Cobras at quarterback. Nine oh nine to go here in the third quarter. Cobras come out in that single wing offense. Here's for straight, along with Crawford. Here's Crawford with the ball. He moves forward for about 5 yards. It's going to bring up second and five.
Yeah, and I would guess that we'll see a heavy dose of Peyton Crawford. Tyler Lestrade has not took very many snaps here so far this year into week five. We're probably going to see a big dose of Peyton Crawford names here and the rest of the way.
Yeah, I would assume that as well. Lestrade and Crawford in the backfield. Saren in motion. Here's Saren with the counterplay. Here to the near side of the field. He crosses over the 10-yard line, brought down around the 12. That's going to bring up third down and about four for the Cobras.
Bring up a third and two.
I'm going to call it third and two on the PA system, but it sure looks like third and four to me. For straight and Crawford in the backfield. Here's for straight back to pass. Ooh, goodness gracious. Keep going there, Tyler. And Tyler finally brought down at about the 12-yard line. I think maybe a gain of a yard on the play. It's going to bring up fourth down for the Cobras. 7:47 to go here in the third quarter. Crawford on to punt. Back deep for the Golden Hawks to Salt. Comes Ben Applegate on
Luke Reiner's position there. Good punt, Peyton Crawford.
Yeah, this is a wonderful punt. Now get down there, Mosel, and drill it. Good. Nice punt. We're going to put him down at about the 14-yard line. So Mid-Prairie will take over first and 10. Heck of a punt, almost from one end zone to the next.
14-yard line.
Great punt by Peyton Crawford.
Nice, great punt. Puts the pins Mid-Prairie deep here with, I believe, 7:14 left in the third quarter, 42-12.
Vargas in as the lone back in the backfield. One receiver here to the near side. Here's a handoff to Vargas. He's a shifty little runner. He's off to the races. I don't know. He's finally brought down after he crosses over midfield and finally brought down at about the 30-yard line. That, we just don't have an answer for it.
Yeah, great job on the cutback across the grain. And, he runs a lot like Peyton Crawford does. He's got great vision, cuts back across the field, and picks up a big, big chunk of yardage here on the first down.
Six. 55 to go here in the third quarter. Sigurd and Kieta trailing 42-12. Mid-Prairie, first and 10 on the Cobra 30-yard line. Here's Quartum under center. Hand off to Pasolt, number 24 up the middle and brought down after a gain of about two. Bring up second down and seven. Picks up about three, so it's going to be second and seven for the Golden Hawks. Fordham under center again. Like the old traditional I formation set here. One receiver to the far side. Here's Vargas with the ball. Around the near side of the field here and brought down at around the 21-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and short for the Golden Hawks.
Yeah, just straight ahead, off tackle, a little ISO play there out of the power eye. Nothing fancy. Pick up about four.
Third and short. Going to call it third and one. 21-yard line is the placement of the ball. We just don't have an answer tonight here, Micah, for this this offense. That, you know, their defense has been stout. We knew that coming into this game, but their offense is
has been surprisingly well. They put up more numbers tonight than they have most of the year. So they haven't been a high potent offense.
No, they haven't. Here's Vargas around the far side of the field. Pitch out.
No one home.
Nobody home, and he's going to dance all the way down to second. He's inside the five anyway. Kind of hard to tell from our vantage point right here. He's right. They're going to mark him right at about the five-yard line. 5:10 to go here in the third quarter. And Mid-Prairie has it, first and goal from the four-yard line. One receiver here to the near side of the field for Mid-Prairie. Traditional I formation. Here's a handoff, Vargas, following his blocker and wrapped up immediately. Might have picked up a yard. Bring up second down and goal for the Golden Hawks.
I believe Schuster there on the tackle.
Number 63, Alex Schuster.
Good call. It was Schuster in on the tackle. I'm about half blind, listeners, so I can't see numbers from this far away. So
don't tell them that. They just quit listening to
it. Yeah, that's good. That's why I got you here. You're the spotter. So Quartum, directly under center, still in that traditional I formation. Here's, I believe, Quartum. He cuts it back across the grain and dances into the end zone. So with the 4:05 to go here in the third quarter, now Mid-Prairie leading 48-12 over the Cobras. So it's going to go pretty fast from here on out because it'll be continuous clock, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt. This is not the way I thought this football game was going to go. Sigourney Kyoto takes the first initial drive down the field, scores on a nice drive, and then had a fumble by Peyton Crawford there after McPrairie answered, and they capitalize on that score, and it's just been a windfall after that. We have not had an answer defensively. They have not punted tonight. On every possession that they have touched the ball, they have scored a touchdown. Very, very frustrating defensively for SK tonight. Frustrating thing for me, and if I don't know necessarily if this team is any better than a BGM or a Pella Christian or a team like that. So very, very frustrating. And you can probably tell by the way our voices are here tonight.
So we have got to fix things defensively. If we don't get things fixed defensively, I'm not just talking this season, but I'm talking moving forward. We're going to have a lot of pain because our kids need to understand that you've got to take care of business on the defensive side of the ball. And if that requires coaching staff making adjustments, they need to make adjustments. Here's Crawford with the kick return, moves it out across the 40 to about the 43-yard line. They'll take over first and 10. 3:57 to go with a continuous clock here in the third quarter. But this is not SK football when you don't make the adjustments that you need to make defensively.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Defense wins championships, and unfortunately we can't give up 50 points a game and expect our offense to outscore opponents.
Here's the pitch to Wickenkamp, the far side of the field, still on his feet, moves across the 50, and finally brought down at about the 48-yard line.
Nice hard run in there by Jacob Wickenkamp. Picked up just about enough for a first down.
First 24, Wickenkamp on the carry. Bring up second and one.
Second and one for the Cobras. Ball placed on the 49-yard line, they're calling it. Second and one. Straight in the backfield along with Crawford. Saren in that wingback spot. Here's Saren with the keeper. The counterplay, I should say. Moves across the 45, finally brought down around the 41. It looks like Nate might be down.
Yeah, that's something that we can't have.
Yeah, he said that's Nate. Nice run there by Nate. But
yeah, and he's hurting.
Now we'll wait and see what the status is with Nate. Cobra's kind of backing off as they tend to Nate Saren out there, laying out there on the 40-yard line of Mid-Prairie. 2:38 left on the clock here in the third quarter. Mike, again, an update on some of those scores.
Let me get to it here real quick, Amo.
All right. While you're doing that, I'll recognize one more of our sponsors, Brenneman Construction. Are you in the market to build a new home or just remodel a portion of your existing home? Call Gene Brenneman. He and his staff will help you through the planning stages of the project. Brenneman Construction of Kyoto, a proud supporter of Cobra football. You should see what they saw. Call Brenneman Construction at 319-330-3576. So for all our listeners out there in the Sigourney, Kyoto land, call Gene Brenneman. If you're in the need to build something, he is the man to call. Appreciate the sponsorship that Brenneman Construction gives to us each week here as we bring these football games, these Sigourney Kyoto football games to you. Nate is up in office. Now he's being helped off. Might be an ankle, potentially. I hope it's nothing more severe than maybe a twisted ankle.
Yeah, definitely. We'd hate to lose him at this point in the season. He's been such a key component of this high-powered offense here so far, but he is hurting. A couple scores of interest real quick. There has been no change. Pella Christian, 54. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 0 there in the third quarter. Also, Elvia, 35. Centerville, 0 at halftime. Oskaloosa, 35. Sheraton, 14 there at halftime also.
All right, we got two receivers here to the near side, one to the far side. Here's Crawford in motion, handoff to Crawford. Crawford's got a head of steam, he's still on his feet, moves out, finally steps out of bounds around the 35-yard line. So that'll bring up second and short for the Cobras, 2:18 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, I believe we're going to see a heavy dose of Peyton Crawford here. He looks like a man on a mission now. I don't think he's very happy. And, right now he's got a couple brothers that are out on the sideline. This Mid-Prairie team has been pretty tough on us tonight. I can't say they're the cleanest football team I've ever seen. They did have four personal fouls there in the first half.
Yeah, that was Faith Thomas about their great people over there in Wilmot, Iowa. Here's Wickenkamp with a nice carry across the 30.
Jordan Albert there on the end.
Oh, that's Jordan? Yeah. Oh, hell, he took one to the gut. Now he's kind of getting up a little campy. All right, here comes Jack Aikens. He's walking off under his own pressure, but barely made it off. Unfortunately, Jordan, you're going to have to sit there because the medical staff's already working on clearing. We got quite a few new faces in there right now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there is no new faces for Mid-Prairie. They still have their first team defense out there, I believe.
That's good. We'll remember that. Here's a nice handoff to Wickenkamp. Wick goes across the 25, takes it down to about the 22. That's going to bring up second and about four for the Cobras. 46 seconds to go here. In the third quarter, Cobras trailing 49-12.
Second for us
today. Straight in with the call. Here's Hahn split to the near side along with Moore and Aikens over to the far side of the field. Here's Crawford in motion. Little flick out to Crawford. Crawford's got a head of steam, and he's going to take him on head on. And finally brought down before he crosses over the 20. It's going to be enough for the first down. That's going to bring us to the close of the third quarter. Sigourney, Kyoto trailing Mid-Prairie 49-12. A lot of new faces in for the Cobras. A lot of young guys getting some playing time. Unfortunately, not the way we wanted to see them get playing time. We got Griner out. He's banged up. We've got Saren out, banged up. Not sure what's going on with Nate for sure. He's kind of laid out on the bench. I hope it's not a knee and more so an ankle, but... We'll try to find out here, after the game, Micah.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's part of it. Mid-Prairie has they play hard, man. Really didn't realize they were as strong a football team as they've shown here tonight. So the Cobras trot back on here to start the fourth quarter. We got Straight and Wickenkamp in the backfield. We got Aikens in as well and Hahn. Penalty markers fly. Up, movement on the Cobras. So they're going to be backed up 5 yards. Going to give... That's going to bring up first and 15 for the Cobras. 11:50 to go in the ball game. Cobras trailing 49-12. Verstraete and Wittenkamp in the backfield for the Cobras. Here's Verstraete back to pass. Got a guy open across the middle, and Avery Moore, he's on his feet, moving down, and he's down to about the 1 yard line.
It's a little pass going in there. Verstraete, 15, Avery Moore out into the flat. Nice hook there.
Yeah, nice pass play there. Verstraete to Moore. So here's Verstraete along with Wittenkamp in the backfield. There's Moore in motion. I think that's Wick with the ball. Driving forward. Didn't get in, but he's close. Might be on the 6 yard, 6 inch yard line now. 6 inch line. Second goal for the Cobras. Verstraete and Wickenkamp in the backfield. Direct snap to Wickenkamp. Wickenkamp's across. You gotta be kidding me. They're not gonna give him that. Now he's gonna bring up third and goal. He's gotta be dangerously close down
there. Yeah, he's gotta be close. See if Jake Wickenkamp and company can punch this in here. Third and about a yard, they're calling it still.
Yep, still third and a yard. 10 minutes to go here in the ballgame. There's Verstraete with the penalty marker flies before they get that one off, and Wick was in the end zone. Offsides. Maybe that's been happening. Maybe that's why.
I'm not quite sure there. So they're going to mark this half the distance to the goal. Going to be very, very close to pay dirt here for SK.
Yeah. Here's Verstraete. Direct snap to Wickenkamp, and he's in. They're going to give him the touchdown this time. So that, with 9:23 to go, Sigourney Chiodda scores on a short run by Jacob Wickenkamp, bringing our score
in sportsmanlike conduct against.
Yes, the Cobras, you know, I sense a little frustration out there. I'm sure the boys are very frustrated. I would be if I were batted up tonight and we were sitting there with a score like this. It's unfortunate. They'll probably assess that one on the kickoff. Interesting thing. In fact, Mid Prairie will have to travel. I believe they got to travel to Williamsburg. That might set up to be a pretty good game, you know, here in Eastern Iowa in the weeks to come. That'd be a district game for Mid Prairie and Williamsburg.
I also, I believe, Central Lee is very, very tough in that district.
Yeah, you know, they've. They've looked better than in years past.
Mm-hmm.
We played them a few years ago. You know, they used to be our non-district game, and there wasn't much down there at that point in time, but I think they've got that program rolling in the right direction as well. Here's Verstraete back to pass on the two-point conversion in and out of the hands of Avery Moore. So that's going to leave our score with 9:22 to go here in the ball game. Sigourney Chiodda 18, Mid Prairie 49. A nice job by that group of kids that came in for SK. I think right now, you know, with this being a non-district game, we just need to take care of our bodies.
Yeah.
We got four district games we got to play yet. And I tell you, the schedule that these Cobras have played the first five games, there's none harder in the state of Iowa.
No, and definitely we talked about that the very first week. You know, if we came, got through. We said if we got through week four, 2-2, we'd be very, very happy, but then
yeah.
We're probably going to have to play a very good Mid Prairie team as our other.
Yeah.
Our non-district games This year so far, I believe there's a combined two losses on those teams right
now. Right.
So, I mean, our non-district opponents have not been slouches by any means.
Yeah, it sounds like Pekin's taking care of business tonight. We know Iowa City, Regina's taking care of business. Hella Christian's taking care of business. I'm sure BGM is. So, you know, here we go. It's just one stout opponent after another. Here's the kickoff. It's a squib kick and brought back by Mid Prairie to the 40-yard line of SK. So they'll start over and they'll start in pretty good field position, first and 10 on the 40-yard line. Continuous clock, 9:17 to go here in the ball game. SK starting to shuttle in some of their younger guys here on the defensive side of the ball as well.
Yeah, a few new faces out there. I'll try to get the numbers there.
Gingrich in at quarterback now for the Golden Hawks. Kind of fumbles the snap a little bit. This is Keaton Dua around the far side of the field. Picks up a couple of yards. Going to bring up second and seven for the Golden Hawks.
I believe Cooper Griner coming in for Miller Gunder, also number 55. Number 55, Keaton Weber also in there for the defensive line.
Here's Gingrich under center. Back to pass. No, a little delay. Hand off there to a kid that looks like he's running scared. Brought down before the first down marker. Not sure who it was. Might be that little Dua kid.
I believe 18 Dua again.
59, Dakota Slaughter checking in for the Cobras on that defensive line. It's like Noah Boonder coming out, Lane Boonder coming out. Here's Mid Prairie with the handoff this time up the middle. Number 20, that's a Dua as well. Got enough for the first down. Ball's going to be spotted on the 27-yard line, 28-yard line, first and 10, Mid Prairie. Now up the trots off. So their coach is starting to get some of his guys in. He knows this one's out of hand. Get these guys some experience. Here's Gingrich with the handoff up the middle, met by Wickenkamp and 64, Cooper Griner. Brought down after a gain of about 4 yards. Going to bring up second and six for the Golden Hawks.
Still tending to that ankle there, Nate Searin there on the bench. It does not look look very promising at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll know more by morning what Nate's situation is. He's a tough kid. Here's the pitch out to number 15. I think that's Schwartz, I believe, on the carry.
Now I believe Zach Mosel is going to come off from his defensive back position. Take a look and camps in there.
Yeah, third and one for the Golden Hawks. 6:44 to go here in the ballgame. Here's Gingrich back to pass. A little delay. Keeper handoff. Might have been a fumble on the play.
Yeah, there might have been a fumble. Couldn't tell if that was a marker that got thrown.
Yep.
That was
no. Fumble on the play. Cobras recover with 6:28 to go.
Fumble on the play.
So, covered
by SK.
A few of our younger guys are probably going to get a crack at the offensive side of the ball as well.
First and 10, SK from around 17-yard line.
We're straight trotting on. Looks like we're pretty much going to keep that offensive line intact.
Well, now's a good time to get those guys to gel. I mean, we struggled here tonight for sure in the second, third quarter, just being able to handle their defensive pressure. So,
without a doubt. For straight in the backfield, here's Moore in motion. Here's a handoff up the center. Wickenkamp. Wickenkamp's got some. He's loose. He's got some. Got some room there. And finally brought down. And that there is a penalty marker on the play. Not sure what this one would be this far out here.
Any idea? I have no idea. If they call offensive face mask, I might come unglued though. He kind of went to stiff arm him and. They are going to call a face mask.
Yeah, he
called it.
We got Josh right behind us here, and he called it. Is it on us?
Yeah, it was on.
He must have. Yeah. Still enough for a first down. So with 6:19 to go here in the ball game, Cobras first and 10 on the 33-yard line. Their own 33-yard line. Here's Restrait in the backfield. Moore in motion. Penalty marker comes in again. You can tell we got some of those more inexperienced guys out there on the field right now.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, just got a gel right now offensively. We got a young group in there, and the guys need to take care of business here. It was offsides against actually Glenn Carter there.
Oh, heck, I thought maybe we had some type of illegal motion or something. So we're sitting there with a first and five ball now on the 38-yard line, 5:57 to go here in the ball game. One receiver is going to be split out to the far side, one here to the near side. We're straight in the backfield along with Wickenkamp. Here's Moore in motion.
They jumped again.
They jumped again there. Kind of how the game started earlier part of it. Every time Moore goes in motion, it looks like Ed Prairie started to jump. So it's going to bring up first and 10. Ball's now on the 43-yard line for Saturday Kyoto. They might have a shot at getting this play this time Mid Prairie doesn't jump. Here's Moore in motion again. Fakes the handoff to him for straight. Gets Moore out in the flat. Moore's got some running room. He's out, still on his feet. Out across the 50 and brought down at around the 46-yard line. 5:20 to go here in the ballgame. Saturday Kyoto trailing 49-18 over Mid Prairie. Restrain doing a real nice job back
there. Yeah, he really is.
Good to see Tyler having a good night with Griner being out. Knocked out there at the end of the first half. Tyler's done a pretty good job of commanding this offense for the Cobras. Here's for straight back to pass again. Got a guy down, open downfield, caught. And I'll tell you what, if he wouldn't have caught that, and there wasn't and no flag would have thrown, I'd have been upset.
Yeah, nice, great job, Jack Akins there. From his wideout position to haul that one in and pick up another first down.
Yeah, that was a well-thrown ball. Jack slowed up just a bit, came back to the ball, something we haven't done a real good job of doing this year, but Jack did a nice job, nice reception. Here's for straight, and kind of that spread offense. Back to pass again, pressure coming. Oh, my goodness, that one was read well by the defensive back. He came a charging. It's a good thing he had bricks for hands because that one could have been six the other way. Sure would be nice to get back into the running game here and make this just somewhat a little more palatable.
Yeah, no doubt.
As ugly as it's been for the Cobras tonight, another six would be nice. Here's Restrait. Along with Wickenkamp in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Wick up the middle. He's still on his feet. Moves across the 10 and finally brought down inside the 5-yard line. So it's going to set up a first and goal for the Cobras.
Nice hard running there by Jacob Wickenkamp. Something that, you know, injury is serious. That's a young man that we're probably going to be calling his number quite a bit more this year.
Yeah, it looks like they brought the stretcher on to wheel Nate somewhere. Here's Moore in motion. Hand off to Moore. He's got some running room around the corner, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown Cobras, 4 minutes to go in the ball game. three more scores from about 3 yards out on an end around, bringing our score now 24-49 in favor of the Golden Hawks. They're kind of bringing out a little bit of that Iowa State University. Yeah, I love the sirens, guys. Sirens are good. They're a lot better when we're on the winning side of the scoreboard, though.
Run by Wickenkamp there for the
So with that successful two-point conversion, Cobras now trail Mid-Prairie with 4 minutes to go, 49-26. Yeah, I'll tell you, still tending to Nate Searin down there on the Cobra sideline. I don't know if they're, maybe they're going to have to go get him checked out, get an x-ray on that. Does it look like it's a knee, Micah, or is that a...
Still looking at his ankle, I believe, or possibly leg. It's down low, which, you know, can be just as scary as a knee at times, you know. A bad sprain can be 5-6 weeks at times. You know, for example, Luke, he fought on there last year for a little bit. So not something you ever want to see is stretcher out in the field. Let's just make it out of this one with nobody else getting hurt at this point.
Yeah, and I think Coach is doing a good job of getting the right, you know, getting some of his key guys off the field and getting some of his other guys some, you know, some experience out there in on a Friday night here. And happy to see some of these kids getting in and seeing some action. 3:55 to go. Sigourney Keota trailing Mid Prairie, 26-49. Onside kick unsuccessful on behalf of the Cobras. So the Cobras will be trotting out for a defensive stand here. Here come the Golden Hawks. Ball is placed on the 48-yard line, their own 48-yard line. Gingrich in at quarterback. He's back, rolls here to the near side to pass. He's got a guy open downfield and overthrows his guy. Well covered downfield there by number 8, Zach Mosel.
Young guy there coming in there, defensive end that time, 74, I believe. He's just a freshman, Tyler Weber. 71, I believe.
Cole Brenneman
come back in for him now.
Yeah, we haven't seen Cole on defense all season long. Yeah, obviously, we all know he's our center, an integral part of that single wing offense. He's now getting an opportunity at defense. Here's Gingrich, pitch out here to the near side of the field, and brought down by Wickenkamp. That kid, I don't know who that is. That number 18, that Dua kid. He runs. Upright. He's not a hard kid to bring down. Third and 10 here for the Golden Hawks.
Nate Searin's got an air cast on that ankle, so hopefully
he's keep it swelling out.
Yeah.
Here's Gingrich under center, hand off to number 30. 30 in the far side of the field, still on his feet, and in come the Cobras. Nothing going. Nice defense by the Cobras to bring up a fourth and 10. 3 minutes to go here in the ball game. Sigourney Keota trailing 49-26. Penny Haynes in on the tackle.
I think also Alex Schuster and Cooper Reiner there on their tackle in the linebacker position.
Good job. 2:42 to go. Jacob Wickenkamp stands back on his 15-yard line to receive this punt. 2:32 to go in the ballgame. Timeout called by Mid-Prairie. Well, Micah, it's been kind of a long night here.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, you just cannot get yourself in that kind of hole and expect to be able to dig your way out. So very, very unfortunate. You know, Cobras have a couple guys go down. We're not a deep football team, and we can't have some of them key
right.
players get hurt. Hopefully, you know, Peyton Crawford, a couple dislocated fingers. tough kid. He'll be back next week, ready to go, get back into district play. Don't know the status on Nate Sear, and I believe if Luke Reiner passes his concussion test, he should be good to go for next week.
I got a feeling he will.
I don't know if it's up to Dad there. we're pretty beat up and battered right now. And week five, we've played a lot of good football teams up to this point. We need to take care of business here.
Here's the punt. It's away. Wittenkamp stands back on his 10, takes it in. He's at the 15, at the 20. Still on his feet. Across the 25 and finally brought down at the 30, and that's time to stop there. Mid Prairie. There's something to be said about going to the whistle, but once the whistle blows, you slow down.
Yeah, that's the second or third time I've seen number 81. Flying in and jumping on the top of the pile, and he got an earful from the coach as he come off the field. I would have thrown the flag, I believe.
I would have, too. Here comes Tyler Mastrait back on to lead this offense with 2:18 to go in the ballgame. A lot of younger guys getting quite a bit of playing time here tonight for SK. Unfortunately, as a result of some of our starters being tore up. Here's a handoff to Wickenkamp around the far side of the field. He's got some running room. He's still on his feet across the 40, and it looked like a face mask there, but I think they're blind.
Number 24, Jacob Wickenkamp on the carry.
Nice pickup of about 9 yards. It's going to bring up
second and one
for the Cobras. I don't even know who this kid is. I got to dig deep.
Number four, Brett Striegel, just a freshman.
Bringing in a freshman. Going to get a little playing time. Number four, Brett Striegel.
There's mass confusion right now in the SK offensive line.
Yeah, absolutely. Tyler Mastrait in the gun. Hand off to Wickenkamp here to the near side of the field. He's got some running room across the 50. Still on his feet. And finally brought down at around the 40. 243-yard line. 1:24 to go here in the ballgame. Wick's having a good night here on the ground. Of course, you know, Mid-Prairie's got... get some of their fresh soft guys in, but he's still doing a great job running the ball.
Doing a great job, just being very, very consistent in his running style. You know, he's a slasher. He's a different player than an Nate Sear and a Peyton Crawford. And more than likely, you hate to see Nate Sear go down at this point in the year. With just 4 weeks of regular season left. But it's nice to know that we have a player like Jacob Wickenkamp that would be able to step in into that role. So it's kind of a non-comforting feeling all at the same time. So he's doing his job, running hard tonight.
Here's Mastrait back to pass, being flushed out. Oh, heaves one up for somebody. Not sure where that one was going. That was a dangerous pass there. Incomplete. But a lot of defenders down in that that area. Second and five for the Cobras. Ball's on the 37-yard line. 59 seconds to go here in the ballgame. Cobras not giving up. They're going to do what they can. Utilize this potentially as a practice. Here's Avery Moore, I think, this time across the near side of the field and brought down around the 30-yard line. 53 seconds left in the ballgame. First and 10, Cobras. Ball now sits on the 30-yard line. Wickenkamp and Mastrait in the backfield. There's Wickenkamp, the far side of the field. He's got some running room. He cuts it back across the center of the field, still on his feet. He might take this one to the house and finally drug down inside the 10-yard line. Clock stops with 32 seconds to go. First and 10 for the Cobras.
First and goal, SK, from the 9.
27 seconds. Cobras might get another playoff here before the end of the game, trailing 49-26. Here's Restrade rolling out, and under throws his receiver out there, Navery Moore. 16 seconds to go. Second and goal for the Cobras, ball on the 9-yard line. I want to remind everybody, next week we'll be right back here in Sigourney, Iowa for homecoming. Cobras will take on Eddyville Blakesburg. 10 seconds to go. Wickenkamp around the far side of the field. That's going to do it, folks, for the night here in Sigourney. Sigourney Kyoto going down to Mid Prairie, 49-26, in a game that hopefully didn't cost us a couple of our key players. We'll get a report for you guys on you listeners on Nate Sharon, Luke Griner, Peyton Crawford, all took a pretty good beat here tonight. But we'll keep you abreast of the status of each of those as more news comes forward. As I was saying, next week we'll be back here in Sigourney, Iowa, for homecoming as the Cobras will take on Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont in another District 6 matchup. So 7 o'clock kickoff. Hope to see or hear from all of you next week. For Micah Harmson, this is Amos Graner saying good night.